What's happening, loved ones? Neighborhood Love Radio, thank you so much for coming past. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. Our friend, Jeff Refredo, is here. What's going on, Jeff?
My friend, how are you?
Jeff from the Agrolites. We're going to chop it up a little bit about music, what he's been doing the last couple months, and maybe I'll get a few stories out of the guy.
Yeah.
But first up, music, The Undisputed Truth, Little Red Riding Hood. This is a burner, folks. Enjoy.
Bye.
Sammy Trueo, what a good man he is. Next up, LA's own The Lions, When It Rains. This is featuring Malik the Freak Moore. Enjoy.
Oh.
Started off the set with The Undisputed Truth. Little Red Riding Hood was the name of that tune from the Smiling Faces record, which is like a best of The Undisputed Truth. The Undisputed Truth, headed up by Norman Whitfield, you might know from the Temptations, sort of his other band. And gave most of the best songs to the Temptations, but The Undisputed Truth has a few burners like that one. But after that, we heard Tammy Terrell. What a good man he is.
Yeah, that's good. Tammy Terrell.
Yeah, you like that? She's a talent, man. She's a little bit better known for like her duets. She did a string of duets with Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Ain't No Mountain High Enough and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But she did a fair amount of her own LPs and a bunch of singles and stuff. I mean, it's worth investigation. She was a little cutie, too. But she died young, 24.
That's very young.
Yeah. She had a little pixie cut. And, yeah. And then followed that up with When It Rains by the Lions from Los Angeles, featuring Malik the Freak Moore and Mr. Black Shakespeare. That's on the Stones Throw record label.
Good band, then.
Yeah. It's like a weird sort of, you call it an all-star band.
But yeah, kind of, yeah.
But I think it's just an all-star band for people in the know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like a nationally, you know, people don't go, wow, how'd they get all those people together? You know what I mean? It's you just had to be in a fan of the music, fan of the genre to appreciate the assemblage on that one.
Yeah, L.A., they're L.A. all-stars for sure. Got guys from Hepcat, Orgone, great L.A. bands.
Mm-hmm.
All put together.
When I was young, it was probably just a couple years, literally just a couple years before my time. And I got to see a lot of these bands after they already had their own certain establishment. But there was I really do appreciate the music scene that I caught the very tail end of in Los Angeles. I'm talking about when like Fishbone, The Untouchables, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, before they were like a national act.
Yeah.
X. You know, like there seemed to be a really cool thing going on in Los Angeles, and it seemed like a lot of the bands would like sort of cross genre play. And I get that same sort of feeling right now, actually. Like all the musicians kind of know each other, they play together, and there seems to be like a good sort of camaraderie going on.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And one of those bands, of course, is the Agrolites. I'm speaking to Mr. Jeff Alfredo.
Yeah.
Ref, how do you pronounce your name correctly?
I was in Italy, and I think the correct pronunciation is Roffredo.
Roffredo. You'll pardon me if I say your name, though, and I don't roll my R's.
Call it Rof.
Yeah. Even though I'm from L.A., I'm the worst R roller ever. I roll stop signs, but not R's.
Yeah, I got a ticket for that. $240.
Rolling your R's?
Yes.
Yes.
In public. Yeah. Okay. Oh, the stop sign. $240, man. No joke.
You just played a show with a couple of folks from Hepcat.
Yes.
And the Agrocats, you guys
Agrocats,
call it, right?
Yeah. It was a combination of Agrolites and Hepcat members. We went up to play the Punk Rock Bowling Festival in Las Vegas.
What was the material you guys played?
We played some Hepcat songs and some Agrolite songs, and then some of, you know, crowd favorites of the history of Jamaican music, you know.
Okay.
Sing-alongs.
How'd that go?
It went really, really well, actually.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
It was a lot of fun, yeah.
And you were up there with Greg?
Yep, it was Greg Lee, Greg Narvis, original Hepcat drummer.
Yes. Yeah, he's been on the show before.
Yeah?
Greg Narvis, yeah.
Okay.
And
he was a teenage Filipino skinhead.
Yeah, yeah, he was talking about that. That's hilarious, man. I love his little, and he's so passionate about writing this little zine, you know, it's great. Yeah.
Well, he's a good artist, good graphic artist, as well as being a great drummer, and he sang lead on one of the songs. He's a good very good singer too.
I had no idea. Yeah.
Phil Collins, singer drummer.
He also sells adult products.
Didn't know that.
He does.
Okay.
That's one of his gigs. I'm not going to get too into it, but
okay.
Yeah, let me put it this way. Okay, when he came on the show, Ginger Lynn, you know, that famous old school porn lady, had a show right before mine.
Uh-huh.
And he walked, and so like it was normal when I would set up for my show, she'd be wrapping up her show, you know, and we'd say hello, you know, and she was a dynamite, nice lady. But yeah, Greg walked in and they totally knew each other. Hey! Because Greg knows her through the adult industry world.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And, I don't know. Weird connection there. I never thought that would happen.
Yeah, that would have surprised me too.
And I was checking out your Google images, believe it or not.
Yes.
And I'm walking down this memory lane trip of all the different hairstyles that you've had.
Okay.
I'm looking at it right now. I see some bald head. I see some handlebar mustaches. I see that, what do you call that psychobilly cut where it's pretty called up high?
Called a quiff.
Quiff.
Yep. I'm
seeing that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We should put together a book, a photo book of just the...
Hairstyles?
Yes, sir. What do you got going on in the future, music-wise?
Agrolites, we're going to play this Ink and Iron Festival in Long Beach on June 14th. New project I got with a singer, Jesse Wagner, and I. We're going to play June 17th at Dub Club. They're doing a thing called Blue Beat Lounge at Dub Club.
Yeah.
At the Echo. So that'll be fun. We got new music. It'll be our debut show for the new project. Hodgepodge of soul music, reggae, kind of 50s style R&B, even a little bossa nova.
What is that?
That's June 17th, Dub Club at the Echo here in LA.
And somebody can find the Agrolites on Facebook.
We'll have to start posting
and know
there.
More about that, right?
Yeah.
Where would somebody go to find out about all these wonderful events coming up?
Agrolites, Facebook. The other project we're calling Jukebox 101. Mm-hmm. There's a Facebook for that and a website, jukebox101.net. Mm-hmm. However, we may have to change the name because there's a couple other bands that are gaining some popularity or have popularity that are similar names. So thinking about a new name.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll make some suggestions.
We need that.
We'll talk about it. You got a lady in your life?
No.
No? That's all right.
Kind of, you know.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, loved ones, if any ladies there, if you're looking around at the pictures on Google and you're looking at the different hairstyles and the handlebar mustaches and you find my good friend Jeff sexually attractive, you go ahead and hit us up here. You can email the show. You can email the show at neighborhoodloveradio@gmail.com. That is neighborhoodloveradio@gmail.com. Want to hear some tunes, man?
I do.
Hanging out?
Yeah. I thought you'd never ask.
I'm going to start you guys off with Blackalicious. It's a sentimental tune called Make You Feel That Way. We'll follow that up with new music. Do you know who Leon Bridges is, a new artist?
I don't.
Yeah, he's doing it right, man. He's doing it old school style. He's a young man who makes old music.
I like that.
Coming Home is the name of the song and the name of the LP that's expected out June 23rd. So I got the song here for you, Coming Home. And then follow that up with Peter Tosh. I'm going to follow it up with Peter Tosh. And that's it. Thank you so much, loved ones. This is Neighborhood Love Radio. By the way, we are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com, which is a website devoted to street culture, music, food, fashion, graffiti, other art, etc. Thank you so much for coming by. Blackalicious.
Mama I got your first bite. Type of feeling when you went and won your first fight. How your team felt winning championship game. Celebrate in a huddle, dancing in this rain. Have a thought, see a shooting star across your screen. Put in hard work, finally you're living your dream. Deaf man get his hearing now, income vibes. Blind man gaining sight, see his first sunrise. Dumb man speaking out, now he's loud and clear. Birth of your child, smile so proud you wear. Going in your third eye, put nostalgia here. Making music that'll thump for 1,000 years. Eating right, feeling conscious like health is first. Said a prayer that's sincere when you felt it work. Times I feel I wanna shout, man, it's real that way. When I think of things that make you feel that way. Feel that way. Something coming over me. Summer days more likely that you notice breezes. Winter days more likely that you notice heat. When I'm gone, more likely that you notice me. In the dark, it's more likely that you notice light. In the light, more likely that you notice night. Hungry, more appreciation for that meal. Dead broke, more appreciation for that grill. A bad day will make you really notice once it's good. And that'll make things a little better understood. Times I feel I want to shout, man, it's real that way. When I think of things that make you feel that way.
Jeff, check this tune out. Leon Bridges.
Looking forward to it.
Got a little bit of a Sam Cooke thing going on.
I like it already.
Yeah.
My songs are not smiling songs.
Right,
my
okay.
songs is a revolution. How can you sing a revolution which you know is a threat to the society? And to do these things, you become a threat to the society. So when you're doing these things which is a threat which you know, why should you smile?
Mark of the Beast. Probably my favorite tune from the dude.
Heavy, heavy material.
Yeah. Before that, Leon Bridges, Coming Home is the name of the tune from the Coming Home LP. This is expected out June 23rd. Go ahead.
Just saying, that's good stuff. I like it. That's the first time I heard him. Leon Bridges.
Investigate more. Yeah, he's got a lot of good stuff. I've been trying to pump him, a few other DJs trying to get him up there, and he's I think it's going to be a big one. It's nice to see. If you go on like the, if you ever go on the iTunes R&B soul page, you know, it's just mostly your contemporary kind of stuff that also, you know, I'm not trying to bag on anything, but you know, we know it sucks. But you know, it's nice to see an appearance of an artist like this or other, you know, that like bring it, they're representing some roots and doing it right.
For sure, yeah, sounds nice.
And then when they go in the, you know, and I don't know him, but I knew when I talked to other artists, you know, they take a lot of care to use the right equipment and to get the right sounds.
Yeah.
So even though they'll use new technology, you know, to record, like they want to mimic the same, you know, instruments that they're playing on and get the same sounds out of it.
Yeah.
I have an appreciation for that.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely some to that.
And we started off the set with Blackalicious, Make You Feel That Way, from their Blazing Arrow record out in 2002. Yes. That brings us right up to present time. You mentioned Ink and Iron earlier. You guys play a lot of festivals, yeah?
Agrilize, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I guess we do, yeah.
Yeah, and you guys are a festival friendly thing. I think you had a way for people to jump around and dance a little bit, but it's not like overbearing, you know, like High on Fire or something.
Yeah.
You know? What's the scene like backstage at these festivals? Like is there a lot of inner band socializing? Like everyone kind of hangs out together, or everyone kind of just hang out in their own little areas separately? Or
no, actually, yeah, there is generally. It is fun playing a lot of these festivals, like Punk Rock Bowling, because you know, over the years touring with different bands, you make friends, and then they're busy doing their thing, or they live in a different city, and you don't get to see them very often. So at a festival like that, that attracts bands and people from all over the country and from all over the world, really, it's fun. It's like a reunion thing. You know, you go and you get to see friends that you've shared experiences with out on the road, and mm-hmm. friends you've made in other cities too, not just band people, but you know, touring, you meet people, fans of the band that you become friends with, or just friends in other cities, and you don't get to see them often. And it's interesting too, because you'll see them all in the same place. So like, rather than like, oh, I'm in Chicago, I'm looking forward to see these people.
Yeah.
In New York, these people, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But then go to a festival like that and everybody's there all at the same time.
It is a pretty standard that they'll have some sort of like area for everyone to kind of hang out, you know, outside of the main floor.
Yeah, yeah. Generally in the backstage, there'll be a backstage area that's only for people with artist passes.
Uh-huh.
So yeah,
you'll have a little... And there's like lots of gold drapery around, and
yep, definitely
exotic fruit plates, and
yeah, it's a big part of it. Yeah, uh-huh. Otherwise I won't show up.
Champagne fountain.
Yep, ice sculptures. Yep.
Yes. Hot towelettes.
Yep. Otherwise, you know, artists are fickle, demanding people.
Do you guys have a rider?
We do.
Yeah. Is there any odd things on there?
It depends on what you consider odd, I suppose, but mainly, you know, food.
How specific is it?
Alcoholic beverages. It's specific, you know, it's tailored to what everybody likes. Each person in the band has their likes and sort of come to consensus what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could you elaborate?
Generally, you know, there'll be alcohol, bottle of liquor, or two bottles of liquor. However many beers you choose, the type of beers, and then stuff to make sandwiches, fruit, vegetables, ice sculptures, socks. Yeah. Some things never appear, right?
Yeah.
They'll be on the rider, but they just don't show up.
Because...
We're not at that Van Halen level where everything's showing up.
Yeah. Okay. Understood. Where are some of the weird... do you guys talk about that stuff with other bands?
Like what?
Things like that. Things that you wouldn't talk about with... someone like me normally.
Stuff that you would have on your rider?
Yeah, just little things like that.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Parts of the business.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you get...
Where are some of the weirder ones you heard?
Some people straight up put drugs on their rider. Like, they'll be like, we need an ounce of weed and whatever, an eighth of mushrooms or whatever. Like, just... seriously, like, there are bands that
mushrooms
do...
3 to 5 to 7 times a week.
That's what I'm saying, too. Like, every day, you need that.
That's pretty weird. I got a daily mushroom habit.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. Yeah, they're strange.
Odd.
You could put anything on there.
Hmm.
Anything at all. Oh, this one, you can look online. I forget what the name of the... I have to think about it. But there's a website that posts bands, hospitality riders. Like big band, like Guns N' Roses and their heyday and Danzig. All kinds, you know, you get into some pretty interesting things. Check. I think Danzig has a... on his rider, I think this is on this website. I don't want to be quoting anything incorrect, but he wants to have like a young woman who's into contemporary, knowledgeable about contemporary events to discuss, like hang out and talk.
A conversationalist.
I guess, yeah.
Huh. Okay. And you're living in, without being too specific, maybe mostly Eagle Rock area, right? Is that what the area that you call it? Mount Washington? What do you call it?
Yeah, it's up in northeast Los Angeles is how they refer to it. But yeah, that area.
I like driving through that neighborhood. It's kind of working class, but I get a sense that like everyone kind of is kind of having fun with their front yard, you know, and then everyone makes their house theirs. It's kind of, you see a lot of the old post-war craftsman houses and stuff around there.
Yeah.
Not a lot of bars on the windows. I noticed that too. So that's kind of cool. With some of the old LA areas, even some of the nicer areas, they weren't always nice. You know,
yeah.
Like things happen and then happen again in a different way. So you see like some of the effects like that. Like you go into East LA and it's really nice out there now. But you still see like bars on windows and things like that that are a holdover from when things weren't so hot.
Yeah.
A while back.
Yep.
I don't know. You dig that area? Or do you think you'd want to stay around there?
I like it. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I like it.
Where would you live in LA to spend, I'm assuming you're spend the rest of your years based out of Los Angeles?
Possibly. You never know.
Where, what area would you call home?
Sheesh. That's a good question. I don't know, man. Anything can happen.
What areas are you attracted to that feel like home to you?
I mean, I like the Northeast area. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, LA's so vast that there's so many different neighborhoods that all have their own personality, you know? Mm-hmm. Playing music, you get to go through, play, you know, all over, so you get to see and experience all of them. But yeah, it's a lot. I read somebody describe it as kind of like 100 different mini cities all put together. It's
not, yeah.
It kind of is.
Villages connected by a freeway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why, that's one of the reasons I love LA, man. Like, I'm a native and I haven't seen all of Los Angeles, man. There'll be some little hidden pocket, some little neighborhood or something that I haven't, you know, come across once in a while.
Yeah, when you're on your Waze app in traffic.
Yeah, Waze is great. Yeah.
Turning down some new streets.
It takes you off the path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done that too, like driving around traffic and then you kind of turn down. You're like, whoa, I've never been here forever and I've never seen.
Are you trying to get me raped, Waze? What's going on here? Anyway, let's get back into music. You hear behind me, you hear a little bit of George Benson. And in this tune wraps, we're going to hear Pat Lundy with a tune called Work Song. Stick around, loved ones. Put your feet up. Relax. Enjoy.
Looking at the sky.
How sick is that, man? George Benson. Next up, Pat Lundy. This tune's called Work Song. I got this off a compilation, Disco Fever, The Sound of Underground Disco, compiled by Dimitri from Paris.
Girl, you sure are crazy. Yeah, I'm laughing, but it's really not funny. I remember that dude. He invited me up to his pad one night, you know. I was just in the mood to have a good time. But I tell you, he had the finest broad on his arm and went to the finest pad. And I said, well, why am I here? But anyway, we had a lovely time. I tell you, I ran into him, I guess it was about 3 months ago, when he came up to me and he said, Pat, I gotta take a vacation. I said, well, why and where are you going? He said, well, everybody's getting on my nerves, you know, bugging me for money and everything. And I just gotta get out of town because I'm tired of it. Well, I'm not gonna tell you, because if I tell you, you're gonna tell Grace, she's gonna tell her best friend, and everybody in the world is gonna know about it. But girl, now this is a tea. I got a letter in the mail. I guess it's been about 4 weeks ago. And he's telling me all what's happening to him and everything. Child, I couldn't believe my eyes. Cause he was talking about breaking a big rocks on the chain gang, breaking rocks and serving my time, breaking rocks out here on the chain gang, cause I've been convicted of crime. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, oh, I've been working, but I still
Yeah. Pat Lundy, Work Song is the name of that tune. Loved ones, thank you so much for coming by. And thank you, Jeff Fredo.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Hey, loved ones, if you're listening to the live show, I want you to stick around for the Dark Mark show coming up. His guests tonight are Tanya Estrada, Tuesday Thomas. I see him in the green room right now. They're looking pretty good. And Nikki Wants. All that on the Dark Mark show right after this show. Hello. Hi, everybody. So stick around, loved ones. And I will see you next week. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, check out the Agrolites.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Why not?
Yeah.